Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What is up, everybody? Thank you all for joining me on the latest Mortcast, part of the CSG Network. I'm, of course, your host, Jeff Morton. I had an entire podcast recorded yesterday, was ready to post, and I was doing my final editing check, and the entire thing was static. I don't know what happened. I think my mic messed up. But anyway, I didn't want to record another half-hour-long podcast in the same day, so I just decided to wait till this morning, give myself another opportunity to see another NBA Finals game, which I was convinced it was going to be the last one, and it turned out that Dallas, and specifically Luka Doncic, kind of rose up and met the challenge. On today's podcast, I'm going to talk about Jerry West, who died a few days ago, and I'm going to kind of relate that to Luka Doncic and his difficulties with being competitive and channeling that competitiveness. But first, I want to talk to you about Bet Online, our sponsor for these podcasts. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our 150 slots and games. BetOnline is a good one-stop shop place to just get everything you need in one place. And those kinds of things, if I were a gambling sort, which I'm not, but if I was, I would take advantage of something like this because it's informed bets. Not only that, but you can do other stuff. And as for someone like me who has, you know, can drift in his mind, as you can tell from these Mortcasts, low these many years, it is good to kind of have that kind of one-stop shop thing so you can just do other things, and that's what I appreciate. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, all in caps, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, in all caps, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. So, you know, Luka Doncic had a terrible game three in multiple ways. You know, Luka is one of those guys that has a lot of stats, but sometimes it's like his impact is both positive and negative. He's very competitive. And I think people misinterpret that competitiveness for whininess. It's never struck me as that. I do think that he has a problem with managing his emotions when it comes to refs. And those sorts of things can manifest themselves in inappropriate ways. And I do believe he struggles with that. I do believe that is his primary struggle. And I think competitiveness is great. And the person who just died a few days ago, Jerry West, was an ultra competitive guy. I only met him once, years and years and years ago. And then he was, I believe he was consulting with the Warriors at the time. So this would have been in the early 2010s. And he was, for some reason, he was in Denver. And this is way, I mean, I'm talking way back. Just he had a presence about him. Jerry West is, I mean, other than, you know, obviously he's the logo, a guy who went 1-8 in NBA Finals, was probably the best player of the 60s. All due respect to Bill Russell. Bill Russell was the greatest winner of the 60s. Wilt Chamberlain had the most gaudy stats, but honestly, it was Jerry West was probably the best overall player of the 60s and early 70s. But he had this presence about him, and it is so hard to describe someone who has just, as the kids would say nowadays, aura. He just has this vibe about him, had this vibe about him that was really just kind of, you saw it, you sensed it. So some people, very few people have had that. Even a lot of NBA players who think you have that kind of vibe don't. But Jerry West had this just presence about him that made you pay attention to him. And a lot of that had to do with how ruthlessly competitive he was. Now, there's going to be a lot of talk in the coming eulogies, if they're not done yet, about Jerry West and his portrayal in the show Showtime. There's some truth to it. I don't know everything about Jerry West. I only met him once, and it was brief, extremely brief. I said, "Oh, hello, Mr. West," and that was it. So I can't say that, but that's the only time I've been in his presence. There are people who have covered the league who knew Jerry West really well, and they will tell you that he was congenially competitive and had a tendency to drop F-bombs, basically. So some of that is the way he came across in that show was accurate, but it was cartoonish. And they really did take it to a cartoonish extent. Jerry West's integral part of building the Lakers had a lot to do with him responding to failure. Jerry West never got over going 1-8 in the finals. Never. He was the only player to win MVP on a losing team. That was the 69 finals that the Lakers were the better team that year. I did. How they lost that series is beyond me. That is the end of Bill Russell's time with the Celtics, and the Lakers were the better team. They had Wilt Chamberlain by that point, and it was 68-69 season, and it just, they didn't win. And then they ran up against the dynastic Boston Celtics, and they ran up against the very good New York Knicks. The Knicks were just, I think they won two finals and were in four, I believe, in the early 70s. It was just they were a great team. They had obviously Willis Reed and Clyde Frazier, and those were those teams. But the 72 Lakers are legitimately one of the greatest teams of all time. The 33 game winning streak, obviously everyone remembers. But regardless of all that, Jerry West never got over going 1-8 in finals, and you could tell because it burned him out. He was so, I think the fear of losing drove him to an insane extent. His angst at having that on his neck, despite being the logo, despite being the best player of the 60s and early 70s, despite him being an executive that that helped build the Showtime Lakers and then the Shaq and Kobe Lakers, you could tell Jerry West never got over being 1-8 in the finals. And I was listening to a few people talk about it, and Jerry West would often use his losses in the finals as recruiting tools to get people out. I mean, famously, he was a very integral in bringing Kevin Durant over to the Warriors. One of his pitches to Kevin Durant was something that Kevin Durant responded to, was that, you know, don't be like me. Don't stay in one place and regret that you have went this, you know, 1-8 and lost all these finals. And now, obviously, there's sliding scale to that. Reaching the finals that often is incredible. It's kind of like LeBron. LeBron is, what, 4-7 in finals, 4-6? And making it to that many finals is incredible. But having those losses, obviously, is something that is part of his legacy. And the same thing with, and integral to, Jerry West. Jerry West is someone who is singularly driven by the fact that he failed, quote unquote, at the highest levels in getting over the hump via the Boston Celtics. And it kind of drove him mad. And it got him to a sense where he drove himself to burnout. You know, another player that was sort of like this on a smaller, much smaller scale with Dan Issel. Dan Issel was hyper competitive. And Issel couldn't allow himself. I mean, there was famously one of the reasons he left the Nuggets in the early 1995 was because he just was burning himself to a crisp, and he was fighting constantly with Bernie Bickerstaff, and he couldn't get along with Mahmoud, and it was just, he drove himself to the point of, I can't do this anymore. Of course, then he came back and the same thing happened. Some guys are wired this way. In West's case, he took his failures and he turned it into something that is very unique to him. You know, Pat Riley is one of the greatest basketball lifers we've had. He and Jerry West are lifers. They are guys that are driven by a singular thing. They are guys who are driven by the need to constantly reaffirm how good they were still. You know, Pat Riley was not a good basketball, well, he was an okay basketball player. One was on the Lakers team that won the 72 title. Very closely associated with Jerry West. And I think those two really kind of go hand in hand as people in the league, who players who could succeed as executives, who could reinvent themselves. I mean, think of a guy like Jerry West, who is partly responsible for that Warriors team that, you know, won 73 games and then, you know, recruited Kevin Durant and all that stuff. That's modern basketball. Think of a guy who came up in basketball in the 60s is able to adapt like that. It's incredible. Using that competitiveness that Jerry West did was obviously a blessing and a curse. It drove him mad. It made him cantankerous. It made him all the parts of who he was, but at the same time, it led him to do that summer of 1996 maneuvers to get both Kobe and Shaq. Is incredible. Absolutely incredible. There's been deep. I highly suggest people look up some deep dives on everything that went into that summer and getting Shaquille O'Neal and, you know, engineering the trade that got prior to that, engineering the trade that got Kobe is just fascinating, and it was incredible, and it's something that probably to me, other than his association with the Showtime Lakers, is the thing that cemented Jerry West as a guy beyond guys in the NBA. And obviously, as you saw in recent years, Jerry West's competitiveness and fear of failure and all that stuff drove him to have a terrible relationship with the Buss family. and drove him away from the organization that he was so closely associated with, the Lakers. It's that kind of competitiveness that is both a blessing and a curse. And Jerry West was someone who had more accolades than you can possibly imagine, despite going only 1-8 in the finals. And he made up for it in spades, as if he had to make up for it. And the fact that he felt that he had to is the thing that was the blessing and the curse. And him being so closely associated with all those basically the entire Lakers dynasty, aside from the Minneapolis titles, is absolutely incredible. And Jerry West's legacy is being built in stone. You can't take it away. In the second half of the podcast, I'm going to talk about Luka Doncic, his meltdown at the end of Game 3, and how he probably needed a guy like Jerry West in his life to teach him how to channel that competitiveness. We'll get to that right after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When Luka Doncic tried to draw a foul on Jaylen Brown with 4 minutes to go in Game 3, it was obviously, and it was clear to everyone in the building, it was a frustration foul. Luka has a tendency, as we all know, to get angry at the refs, to negatively channel his energy into something that completely distracts him. Those distractions can turn into team dragging down sort of elements. It can turn into things that will, as you saw in Game 3, cause your team to lose. And make no mistake, Luka having a meltdown and drawing 2 fouls within a minute of each other is the reason the Mavericks lost Game 3. The Mavericks had come back from 21 points down in a very rapid succession. The Celtics were ready for the Mavericks to beat the Celtics, despite everything that Bill Simmons will say, despite anything that a lot of the media will say. That Boston team, everyone could tell, was ready to be beaten. They were ready to accept it. And Luka's meltdown gave them what is more likely going to be the series clinching win. in game three, which is, it's weird to say this considering it's only game three, but it is, you know, no team is going to come back from 3-0 down, at least, you know, and no one has yet. But that meltdown, despite the teams cooling down by that point, that meltdown was the reason they lost. And he's going to have to live with that. Now, obviously, Luka came out in game four, played great, played defense, and was more focused, didn't complain to the refs. And you saw that at one point the Mavericks were up by 40, 40-something, almost 50, and it was just the ass-kicking of immense proportions. All well and good, right? They have to go back to Boston. Like I said, the chances of the Mavericks pulling off the impossible here are low. But I kind of want to talk about Luka and his competitiveness. You could tell that he just doesn't yet know how to do what Nikola Jokic has done, which, by the way, Jokic had the same problem for a long time. And at times, he still does. But when you complain as much as you do, what happens is the refs tune you out, and you're left with a 4-on-5 on the other way. You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar used to do this. Kareem would get pissy, and he wouldn't run past half court, particularly the last almost 10 years of his career, and Kareem played for 21, I think. Maybe the last 9 years of his career, he would get increasingly agitated and just kind of loaf on back to the defensive end. And that happened over and over and over and got more infrequent. And it really was things that the Lakers were able to overcome because they were so talented. This Dallas Mavericks team is not as talented. Obviously, they do have Kyrie Irving, but they're not as talented as the Showtime Lakers. And when you got a player who is that distracted and is not running back and is just yelling at refs, you are at a deficit. And a lot of teams, what they have done is taken to guarding Luka extremely tight. Guarding him tightly will force refs to call fouls, which is kind of what the Minnesota Timberwolves did to the Nuggets in game two of their second round series. Make them call something, and they didn't. It was Mark Davis refereed game, which was a smart play on their part. And it became, you know, what it became. Now, that's not why the Nuggets lost, but it was certainly a strategy that can be deployed. And with Luka specifically, he starts complaining, and what that does is filter down to the entire rest of the team. The rest of the team gets caught up in the drama of someone who can't stand to lose. And I make no mistake with Luka Doncic, he doesn't like losing. And it is very obvious, but he has struggled to channel it in a positive way on a dramatic scale. Luka Doncic has a tendency to let it get to him. And I think it's these things that kind of lead me to think about Jerry West. You know, Jerry West wasn't a guy like that. In fact, he came up in an era where, you know, you'll have complaints to the refs, but not nearly as histrionic as we get now. And I do believe that a guy in Luka's life that is like Jerry West, he could have an example. Kind of like, look, don't fail the way I did. Even though, like I said, Jerry West didn't fail, but in his mind it was. And a guy in Luka's life that it could have that effect would benefit him tremendously, because the talent's there, the superstar talent's there, the superstar ability is there. What Luka needs is to understand that eventually people stop listening to you. And I think that is the biggest key here. Eventually, if you complain them enough, it's like crying wolf. People don't think that you are telling, either A, you're not telling the truth, or B, they just tune you out. It's the Michael Malone principle. Eventually, Nuggets players just stop listening to the histrionics, and they stop listening to the gesticulating and the and on the screaming and all that stuff. It has a shelf life. Same thing with Luka Doncic. You can be as great as you can ever be, but if your deficit is causing people to not listen to you, and then the energy and all that stuff negatively drags down your team, it is going to cost you. And I do really take, I do think that there was a good sign from, if you're a Mavericks fan listening to this, and why would you? I think there was a good sign in game four with the Mavericks at the very least, because look, it's a titanic uphill battle. And honestly, if I were the Mavericks, I would think that winning two games, if they can pull off another victory in Boston, would be, I'd chalk that as a win. There's a talent, gigantic talent deficit between the Celtics and the Mavericks. And it just is the way it is. It happens when you don't have any margin for error. It happens. But if they can point a direction and to say to Luka, like, this is what you can do. Like, let someone else argue your fouls. Trust your teammates to stand up for you. Trust your teammates to do what it takes to pick you up. Because a lot of this is, and this is the problem with guys who are so ball dominant, is that they only trust themselves. And when you only trust yourself, you don't trust your teammates. And in a team sport, you got to trust your teammates. And what I noticed in game four, as opposed to the cataclysmically bad end of game three, was Luka trusted his teammates. Look at how many lobs and three-point shots there were, and how the increased pace. It was a lot better. And it was more reminiscent of the series against their series against the Minnesota Timberwolves than it was the previous three games. They weren't in the mud. They weren't, you know, struggling to get into offensive sets. They were playing faster, and Luka was getting open shots for his teammates, which is what you need to do. You know, you're gonna get your 30, but you gotta have your teammates to get 15. You got to have Kyrie going for 25. You got to have, Derek Jones Jr. and PJ Washington and Derek Lively. You have to have all of those guys being able to get to where they need to be to produce points. Because if you get into a mano-a-mano with the Boston Celtics, you're mano-a-mano. You just don't have as much of them. You don't have as much monos. You have two. And your numbers game is going to fall off. Like I said, they probably the most consequential game was game three, and the Mavericks probably cost themselves the series in that game, very specifically Luka. I can't help but think if there was a Jerry West around, he could have counseled Luka long before now. There has been a permissiveness with Luka Doncic, and like I said, with Nikola Jokic, Jokic in that last playoff run was sublime. He wasn't complaining to the refs. He was locked in, and that's what you need to be. If you're going to be a championship team, you need to be locked in. And there needed to be someone, a.k.a. Jerry West, on the Mavericks who was able to get to him. And I think what got to Luka this last time was simply the criticism. Very specifically, Brian Windhorst, who was about as forthcoming and critical as you will ever hear and see on a national broadcast from someone who's not an opinion person on one of those hot take shows. It was forceful. It was about as you cost your team a win kind of thing that you'll ever see. And I think that got to Luka, because Windhorst was the guy that got out there and was willing to say, not only did you do this thing at the end of the game, but they were targeting you on defense and you weren't playing well on defense. And you could tell that Luka heard it. And maybe that's what he needed. Maybe that was his Jerry West moment, not to give Windhorst too much credit, but maybe that was it. You know, the fear of losing can drive you, but it can also drive you insane. You know, there's a balance. And Michael Jordan had that balance for 6 titles, but even it drove him to burnout. You can only remain that fire hot competitive for so long before it eats you alive. And for, if you look at Jerry West's career, he burned himself out as a coach. He burned himself out as a scout. He burned himself out as a GM. And then he burned himself out as a consultant for the Clippers. It happened over and over and over again. And if Luka keeps complaining to the refs, if he lets these things get in his head and that angst at losing keeps going, he's not going to be lasting very long. And hopefully Game 3 was a lesson to him. All right, thank you all for joining me on the latest Mortcast. I'll be back on Monday with another episode. Goodbye.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.